Hello, this 5 minutes with a prophetess, victory in life. That is six. So basic scripture again, Romans 5:17. For if by one man's offense death reigned by one, much more they which receive abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness shall reign in this life by one, Jesus Christ. So we said that Jesus, through what he came to do, he has given us life so that we can reign in life, reign as a king. You can reign as a king in this life. One man, Adam, plunged us into spiritual death. Jesus came and gave us what? Spiritual life. So eternal life is spiritual life. It's the life of God that he imparts to every man. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have what? Everlasting life. Everlasting life, eternal life, abundant life. All of it is speaking about one thing. What is that one thing? The God kind of life. Zoe, Z-O-E, Z-O-E, Zoe. That which is the life of God is what he imparts to you when you become born again. Where does it go? It goes into your spirit. And that life is also the very nature of God. So I said, how does the nature of God work in a man? So we're looking at Daniel and what happened to these young men, four of them who came from Jerusalem, were slaves brought in, and the king selected them into his school. And the dean of the college now was instructed to give them a very special food, meat from the king's table, special meat dedicated to idols. But Daniel refused to eat and said, no, give us porridge. Give us porridge. Against the Enoch said, the dean said, you want me to die, eh? I cannot give you just porridge and water to drink for 10 days when others are eating so well. The king will see, because they will put on weight, they will look nicer, they'll be healthier, and they'll be wiser than you. But he said, do it for 10 days and test and see. And truly, God made the porridge and the water have protein, have all the vitamins, the everything they needed. So don't, when the doctor says you lack this, you lack that, don't just take it upon your head. That is the law of nature. But you can turn the law of nature by, in the spirit, with the word of God. So they said, we are walking straight on the straight and narrow. We're refusing to eat what is given to idols, and we are rather paying attention to what God will do for us through this porridge and the water. And the Bible says in verse 17 that God gave them, that is these four children, and also these four children, God gave them knowledge and skill in all learning and wisdom. And Daniel had understanding in visions and dreams. So in the school they had knowledge and wisdom. Knowledge, God gave it to them. There is knowledge and wisdom that God gives to a man and makes him, as in this case, 10 times better. Oh, they were in the Old Testament. Can you imagine what will happen to you in the New Testament? Now, it's not just God is giving you wisdom and knowledge. You have the nature of God in you. And if you have the nature of God in you, then as it says in verse 1, Daniel 1:20, in all matters of wisdom and understanding that the king inquired of them, he found them 10 times better than all their colleagues. They were found 10 times better. Look, with eternal life in you, with the very nature of God in you, God expects that in every examination of life, whether it is in a school, whether it is in a job you're doing, whether you're even building, you're a mason or a bricklayer, whether you are a tiler, whatever you do, you sell, even if you sell books, you sell paper, you sell paint, whatever you're doing, you ought to come out. This was the Old Testament, 10 times better. It's possible to even come out 100 times better than everybody, because they were limited in the Old Covenant. They didn't have the life of God in them. You have the life of God in you. So what are you going to do? You are going to, every time, wherever you are going to say, I've got the nature of God in me. I've got the life of God in me. No. I cannot have this happening to me now. No. I'm not the one going to get failure and referral. And I'm not the one who's going to go into marriage and come back from my marriage disgrace. This is not my portion in life. Whatever you are facing now, you can direct your words towards it and speak forth and say, you've got the life of God in you. You've got eternal life. You've got the nature of God in you. Anything that is contrary to this nature that is happening now, you can work on it, speak at it, talk to it, because now you've got the nature of God in you. And the nature of God, Bible says in John 1:14, him was life, and the life was the development, was the light of men. Life, light, eternal life. God kind of life is living in you. You ought to see results. And how are you going to do it? With your heart and with your mouth. So you believe. Believe that God has done this for you. Now begin to say it also with your mouth and declare. Declare over that tumor. Declare over that growth. Declare over whatever it is. I've got the life of God in me. And I assure you in the name of Jesus, you cannot operate here. In Jesus' name. God bless you, this prophetess Olivia. Bye.